In Alaska, floodwaters are receding after an historic storm that caused serious damage up and down the western coast, and the state is now mobilizing relief and assessing damage. Nina Kravinsky is a reporter with member station KYUK in Bethel, Alaska. Nina, we know your area, which is more inland, had flooding, high wind. So what are you seeing there and further out?
Yeah, so thanks for having me, Robin. Like you said, Bethel did get some flooding. We're on a river, but it's nothing like what communities up and down the coast are experiencing. These coastal communities experienced really severe damage because of this storm. One community on the coast, Hooper Bay, has a population of around 1,300, and around 300 of those people have been taking shelter at the school. A few communities, including Hooper Bay, have water boil advisories in effect. Houses have been destroyed or floated off their foundations, and power is still out in much of the village, and in other villages along the coast, too. In some of those villages, power's out at the airport. That's a really big problem because these communities are only accessible by plane and boat, which means this is kind of a race against the clock. In about 3 weeks, the rivers are going to freeze over here, which means it's going to make it even harder to get supplies to some of these hardest hit places.
So how has the state responded to all this?
Yeah, so Governor Mike Dunleavy declared a state of disaster on Saturday, which unlocked some relief funds. He said on Twitter last night he was preparing to file for a federal disaster today. The Alaska National Guard has activated troops here and is deploying more to communities that have been hard hit. They're going to help with debris cleanup, assessing damage, and the Red Cross volunteers are also being deployed to this region.
Well, typhoons, we understand, at this time of year are not, you know, that unusual. Well, what made this storm so different?
Yeah, that's right. A couple of things. First, there was this wide swath of destruction. Usually, storms here only cause severe damage in kind of limited areas, but this one caused serious damage in communities up and down this western Alaskan coastline of like almost 1,000 miles. Second is the timing. This is really early for a storm this big to hit. Usually they happen later in October or November. Many communities experienced historically high water levels. People who have lived here their whole lives told me they've never seen anything like this. Water levels are receding now, but that flooding caused major damage. A man who called into our station on Saturday to describe the damage in Hooper Bay says he thinks this should be a wake-up call and that storms like this are going to happen more and more frequently.
Do experts agree?
Yeah, experts do agree. This storm was the remnants of Typhoon Murbach, which has traveled up from the North Pacific and into the Bering Sea. I talked to a climate expert with University of Alaska, Rick Toman. He said this typhoon formed in a part of the ocean where typhoons just don't usually form. Usually the water there isn't warm enough. But he said as this storm was forming, the water there was at its warmest in the last century. And as it moved north, it experienced even more unusually warm seas, which made it able to pick up a lot more energy. Toman says that as climate change continues to warm the Pacific Ocean over the coming decades, Alaska could see more storms like this. Here's Toman.
This is the kind of thing we never used to worry about it. 2 weeks ago, we weren't particularly worried about it. But nature has shown us that things are changing, and things that have not happened before are happening now.
That means local leaders here are going to continue to have to find ways to keep their communities safe when there's this serious flooding and wind.
Yeah, fascinating. Nina Kravinsky from KYUK in Bethel, Alaska. Nina, thanks so much.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Robin.